A deal has been reached between President Bush and both parties in the Senate that could lead to passage of a key piece of the president's agenda. The bill, often called the Faith-Based Initiative, was intended to give religious organizations federal money to provide social services. In its compromise form, it would offer incentives for individuals who make donations to religious charities, but it would not give such charities new access to government funds. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It has been a bumpy ride for the president's faith-based initiative, unveiled amid great fanfare last year. The bill passed the U.S. House, but faced criticism from two directions. Civil libertarians worried about church-state separation, and religious conservatives expressed concern about increased government meddling. Still, the issue has remained alive and may now have a chance in the Senate in scaled-down form. Here's the president in the Oval Office today, where he met with the Senate bill's prime sponsors.
This legislation will not only provide a way for government to encourage faith-based programs to exist without breaching the separation of church and state, it'll also encourage charitable giving as well. And we have an opportunity to capture the compassion of the country, focus it in the right direction.
The primary focus of this bill is to provide more in the way of tax breaks for charitable contributions. Its leading Democratic sponsor is Senator Joseph Lieberman. He notes that more than 75% of American taxpayers don't file itemized tax returns and so cannot deduct their donated dollars. The bill would allow those who use the standard form an additional $400 they can take for charitable deductions. For couples, it's $800. Outside the White House today, Lieberman also talked about language allowing religious groups to be eligible for funds for services they provide and not be discriminated against because of public displays of their religious affiliation.
And it just seems to me fair and very much within the American spirit not to disqualify a group that can help us make this a better country if it happens to have a cross on its wall or a mezuzah on its door or it praises God in its mission statement. So this is a very constructive day.
Religious groups will be eligible for social services block grants, as has been the case since the 1980s. This legislation makes more money available for the block grant program, and it explicitly says faith-based groups can't be named ineligible just because they are religious. That is a problem, according to the Reverend Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Religious groups are going to be able to get public funds while still displaying absolutely an unlimited amount of religious art or icons, scriptures, religious messages, and that could well make some religious minorities feel like they're second-class citizens.
But Senator Lieberman says this compromise eliminates the constitutional questions in earlier versions of the White House proposal, and he predicts it will receive bipartisan support in the Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.